You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, Canada's most listened to spiritual talkback program.
Well, folks, what a surprise today. It is, well, we've had her on once before. Really enjoyed our time with her.
So excited.
Had a good time, a good chance to hang out with her at backstage up at Casinorama. What a beautiful woman. And of course, this great marriage that she has now with Vince Gill. It just seems like things are going real well for her.
Really great. Really excited for her.
So joining us at this particular point in time, I know you're excited, and we are as well. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Amy Grant. Hi, Amy.
Funny.
Amy, are you there?
You're hilarious.
What a jerk.
Didn't she know that was my mom? Just kidding. Just kidding.
What a jerk. I let me just lay a little wager down. I bet you've never been introduced like that before, have you?
Never in my whole... I've never been asked if I'm related to her.
Yeah.
Never. Nope, I never get that question.
Have you ever actually had... By the way, this is Natalie Grant, ladies and gentlemen, natalieGrant.com. Great gal here. Have you ever actually had some moron throw to you, legit, like Amy Grant? Like it was Amy Grant?
No, okay. Never. Not that before. That's
okay.
First.
All right. Well, look, thanks for joining us. I know you're going to save your voice, and so just talk quietly.
I know. I'm so sorry about that, but talk thanks quietly. For being so understanding.
Talk quietly. I was going to suggest that maybe, you know, you and your husband, Bernie Herms, are kind of like the Shania and Mutt of Nashville, but that may not be a good thing to suggest.
Yeah, maybe that's not as good anymore.
No.
But
how did you land one of our homeboys?
You know, I don't know how I ever got so lucky, but we met. He moved to Nashville. He finished his schooling at Belmont University in Nashville, and so I met him there. But growing up in Seattle, you know, I was so close to the border, and he grew up a lot of his years outside of Vancouver, so we're kind of from the same part of the world,
right.
But we had to go to Nashville to meet each other. So
so how Canadian are you, Natalie Grant? And this is the test. You ready? I need you to name one famous Canadian band.
Oh, Canadian band,
yep.
Or Canadian artist?
Like, okay, Canadian artist, that'll work, yep.
All right, how about Michael Bublé?
Okay, it's kind of new. You are young, though, aren't you? Okay, all right.
How about Sarah McLachlan?
Okay, all right, that'll good.
How about Celine Dion?
All right. Stink. How about a famous Canadian actor?
Famous Canadian actor. I didn't know you guys had those.
Nasty.
How about one that just won an Academy Award, his first one this last Sunday? Christopher Plummer, ladies and gentlemen. Christopher Plummer, thank you very much.
Oh, I didn't know he was Canadian.
Yeah, we hear that.
He was like Edelweiss or something. Just kidding. What is that?
German?
He's got lots of German? Awesome ones.
How about a famous Canadian comedian?
I definitely didn't know Canadians were funny.
Oh,
just kidding. You asked for this.
Hey, I'm adopted. I'm adopted and insecure. Don't do this to me.
I actually don't know.
Jim Carrey.
Oh, I did know that.
Martin Short.
Yes, I did.
Martin Short.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, John Candy.
I did not know that.
Oh, man.
Does she want more?
This is what I know. This is what I do know, however, that you are completely continuing to fulfill the stereotype. Canadians are very proud of their own.
Really? I've never heard that before. All I know is we're happy with bronze at the Olympics, unless it comes to hockey.
I can tell you something that's kind of a cool piece of trivia that's kind of like a bragging moment. I have a bragging moment right now, also like one of your own, is that my husband just got signed by a Canadian as a songwriter and a producer.
Wow.
He just got signed by David Foster.
Oh, did he? Wow,
that's like a big Canadian.
Yeah, okay, you win.
And this is how I know that Canadians are proud of their own, because he keeps always signing and developing Canadian people.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh, you're from Canada? Okay, you're in.
You're in.
So in.
Yeah. It's a club. It really is. Drink the Kool-Aid or the Tim Hortons.
Yep.
okay, listen, this is a serious question for you, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with Shonda Pierce?
Oh, wow.
You're on tour with her right now, so you've got to know. What is wrong with that woman?
Yeah, she's definitely not right. But, you know, that being so wrong is what actually makes her so right.
Wow, you do live in Nashville. That was a country line if I ever heard one right there.
Yeah, she's a pretty funny human being.
Okay, all right. Next question, very serious one. Who's in better shape, Jeremy Camp or Jeff Moore? I was at GMA's, I don't know, I can't remember when it was because I went to therapy to try to erase that memory of being there that week.
Yes.
And I ran into Jeff. We had some hanging out time and smoked a pipe together. And I gave him a hug, and I could not, my fingers couldn't touch. The brothers put on some weight.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I've only ever toured with Jeremy, but Jeremy travels with his own pull-up bar, and so anybody that does that, they're pretty serious about
P90X.
You know. Yeah, pretty serious about it. We were pretty serious about eating snacks and watching them do it.
Is it possible to actually pee 5 drops?
Only
when you meet Michael W. Smith, apparently.
Don't ask me how I know this, but I think it might be possible.
Only when you meet Michael W. Smith. Yep, 5 drops.
Only when I meet him. Now we're going to good friends, you know. No, just kidding. I mean, we kind of are, but
yeah.
I still think it's cool. I'm not going to lie. I still think he's cool. I mean, I grew up on him.
You have to choose between. By the way, these are just random questions out of no. There's no order here. There's no sense here. Favorite Christmas album? You have to choose. You have to choose one. Only one. Harry Connick Jr. or Mariah Carey? One.
Oh, I can't. But if I had to, absolutely had to. Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah, I thought you'd go that way. Do you like Christmas?
I had to, but hers is a. I mean, I love hers too.
My favorite is James Taylor.
Oh, nice.
Oh. Yeah, anyway. Are you a fan of Christmas? I don't know why we're talking about Christmas. Are you a fan of Actually, speaking of Christmas, when you see Anita Renfro, when you see her next, ask her how her Christmas trees are doing from Drew Marshall, okay?
Okay, I will ask her.
And just be prepared for a bizarre reaction.
Okay, she's funny, too. She's very funny.
She is very funny.
I do love Christmas, I do. I'm definitely a Christmas person.
Mm-hmm. American Idol this year. I want your opinion. I think the top 10, not the top 13, that's silly. The top 10, except for Bruce Lee or whatever his name there, Fu Manchu.
Am I going to be in trouble right now? I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Oh, I thought you were like a big American Idol fan. I thought you dug on it. No,
no? I think you've got me confused with Mandisa.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, anyway.
Yes.
I watched it like a few, you know, it's kind of like the World Series. You just tune in for the very end. But I haven't seen it this year. A couple of the funny auditions I watched, I'm kind of now more a little bit of a fan of The Voice, which I don't know because it doesn't build careers, but I love that show.
Right.
I don't know if it's like the tension between the judges or what, but I like The Voice.
When you're on tour a lot, you're in that bus and touring and everything. But when you're touring so much, you've got to be industrious. Like you got to make do with what you got.
A big word.
And what, industrious? Stop it. I think there's one thing. Like I was very impressed when I found out that you could iron clothes with a straightening iron.
I kind of was too. I had no idea until I tried it. But you do what you have to do. You know, when you live on a bus and you've kind of got to make do sometimes with what you got.
Or cut hair with eyebrow cutters. I didn't even know the word. Eyebrow cutters?
I actually didn't know either. I didn't know either, but my sweet backup singer had a pair, and I went, they're what?
Who's your backup singer, Eugene Levy? Eyebrow cutters?
I'm going to pass that on to her. Tiffany is her name, but she's Hawaiian, so you know what I mean. What can I say? Polynesian.
Have you, I know touring can be tough. Have you had any accidents or mishaps? I mean, other than your bus breaking down a little while ago?
You know, no. I mean, when I very first started, I was in a bus accident. We had I was in a group called Truth, and like they were like the Christian Menudo. They had like rotating members, you know, that came through every few years. And we had a bus driver that I think had only driven a tractor his entire life, and he drove the bus, and we got in a wreck. But we survived it, thank the Lord. That's actually not something to joke about. I should not be joking about that.
Why are you laughing? I didn't laugh. Why are you laughing?
Right. Nervous laughter. Nervous laughter.
Okay, so other than damaging your right pinky knuckle reaching for a loaf of bread, have you ever had any serious injuries?
In my life?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've broken an arm. Oh. I've been in car wrecks and, like, cracked my jaw, chipped my teeth. Oh, yeah.
What? What are you?
No big deal, but I'm good.
What are you, like a mixed martial arts chick or like what?
Jeez. Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. I survived, though.
So, grew up singing in the church in Seattle, Washington, and the thing about that is I didn't even know there was there were churches in Seattle, Washington.
I know. I say that all the time. It's so kind of bizarre. I realized that I did not exactly grow up in the hotbed of Christian music or gospel music, but that's the music that I grew up on. And, I mean, I grew up in the church, and my parents were very strict, so they only allowed us to listen to Christian music. And there was a really great Christian radio station where I grew up, and so I think that really helped to introduce me to it, even though there wasn't as now. There's, you know, so much more to choose from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What were you choosing from back then? I mean, like back in my day, it was. There are some things I still really love about the Jesus music back in my day. I had Larry Norman, I had Mark Hurd, I had Phil Kagi.
All right. Now I had more like White Heart and. You know, Commissioned, the Imperials, but yeah. I guess later Imperials. Russ Taff, Metals, one of the greatest records ever.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen was with Russ Taff. He was singing at that bar in Nashville with the horses on the ceiling.
Oh, the Wild Horse.
Yeah, that's it. That makes sense. Anyway, they pulled a lazy job with Russ Taff, and he comes out and enjoys the group that's already kind of singing or whatever, and he starts singing, and he's reading the lyrics off a napkin he just wrote down.
Come on. That kind of sounds like him.
It is so him. It really is. The brother doesn't have a watch. You know, he's just. Okay, so you moved to Nashville, $200 in your pocket. You wanted to be a school teacher, but, you know, you God drew you this way. And, right, that's pretty much how it went down. You were led
that's
by the Lord.
Much is that, it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it kind of is it. You know, I knew that I could sing. I'd sang my entire life, but it. Maybe because I grew up in Seattle, you didn't just grow up thinking, I'm going to be a Christian recording artist.
No, yeah.
But I didn't really even know there was that big of a Christian music industry. And if you would have said, well, it's in Nashville, I would have thought that sounded like it was halfway around the world, you know, from where I grew up. But I joined that singing group, Truth, and I thought, I'll just do that for a little while, and then I'll go back to college and finish my degree. And once I got that kind of Gypsy for Jesus lifestyle in my blood, I was like, yeah, I'm not going back. This is totally what I was created to do. Yeah. And I've been doing it ever since.
Well, then you must be a good judge of, I mean, you've been doing this for a while now. You must be a good judge of singing abilities. So I want to play you a little clip, and I want you to let me know if you think these singers have any chance of maybe being a Grammy-nominated artist just like yourself, Natalie Grant. So have a listen to this this singing, and you tell me if there's any hope here, okay?
Okay.
I'm human, you're human, we are human.
Wow.
I think those aren't Grammy nominees. I think those are Grammy winners.
Oh!
Wow. I'm pretty sure of that.
Bazinga. Sure of that. Nice one. Nice one. Well, of course, those would be Natalie's young girl. I think that was Gracie and Bella, was it not?
Yeah, my twin daughters, Gracie and Bella.
And now we have baby Sadie as well?
Yes. Yep. They're on the bus right now, sleeping, hopefully, prayerfully. Who knows? Well, I think they're sleeping.
Right. And where are you and your hoser husband going to go next? Are you going to go shooting for boy or shooting for blanks?
Yeah. Blanks. All the way,
all
baby.
Right.
Nope. This is all he gets.
All right.
Three girls. Sorry, that's just the way it is. No more.
Natalie, did turning 40 a few months ago mess with you at all?
I mean, I don't know. I've got like a 1-year-old and 2 5-year-olds, so I don't have time to really think about it because I don't have, you know, when I have time to think, I pretty much just sleep. But, I guess if I stop to think about it, it might mess with me a little bit because I'll pretty much, you know, be on my way to some people becoming grandparents, but I'll be taking my child to kindergarten. So maybe. But no. It's just a number.
Why does it sound like you're trying to convince yourself? I'm just listening to
the
tone.
That's what I just said. I'm just telling myself that anyway.
Oh, man. Well, listen, you're, I mean, just ridiculous fun, obviously. You got to promote some stuff here, right? Let's talk about this Dare to Be Revolution, this women's event that I can never go to. You and Charlotte Gamble, what the heck are you guys doing?
Well, I'm really excited about it. Charlotte is one of my best friends. She's a crazy Brit. She's from right outside of Leeds in England, and she's an incredible Bible teacher. Like, if your listeners haven't heard of her, they should just check out some of her teaching online. She's amazing. She makes the Bible come to life in a way for me. You know, I've been a Christian my whole life, but I just never really heard it taught that way. So we're starting an event that's called Dare to Be, and it's hopefully just going to motivate women, especially kind of we're the same age, Charlotte and I, and, you know, we're just trying to get to other women who are, you know, have young children and feel like maybe that's it for them. Not that being a mom isn't amazing, but you kind of sometimes it's easy to forget that God still has an individual purpose for your life, that he's created you for something specific that only you can do, because we're just so tired. We're just trying to survive the chaos. And so we're starting a conference for women and girls, and prayerfully going to do a good job of encouraging them to be and dare to be all that God has created them to be.
Well, I'm supposed to say this stuff because it's the dynamics of this interview. Wow, you are awesome. You rock, Natalie Grant. You're amazing, you know, and everyone should go to this Dare to Be Revolution. Right? Okay, but here's the thing. From the creepy research that I've done on you, you actually are an encourager. You really are. You reek of that. That's you. You really are. And so sometimes you go to these events and you go, I'm not feeling it. But if you don't feel encouraged after going to a Natalie Grant thing, then you're dead.
Can I quote you on that?
Sure.
That's awesome. I'm stealing that line.
There you
go. I might put that on a t-shirt. That is awesome.
Natalie, thank you. I know we've got to, you know, get your voice resting here. So, NatalieGrant.com.
It was so good to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Amy. I mean, Natalie. And and I do wish you the best. I hope that the next 40 years. No, I hope you stop before you're 80. But I hope the next. Because that's just wrong, really. Like
that's just wrong. Yeah, it just should not be.
No, it shouldn't be. Nope. Mick Jagger, that's all you have to say right there.
I don't have the moves like Jagger.
No. There you go. There you go. Anyway, we look forward to whenever you come up this way to Toronto. Give us a call, and we'll tell everyone that it's happening. Okay.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on it. It was a great privilege.
Natalie, thank you.
Take care.
Bye. Bye, Natalie Grant. NatalieGrant.com, folks. She's a fun girl.
She is, and this is one of her songs.
This is a real song. This is legit, Natalie Grant. See how cool I am? Legit. Hey, for shiz.
Yo.
Anyway, check her out. You know, I think I'm going to give this. There's a reason she's a Grammy-nominated recording artist.
And she's won doves, too.
4 billion doves, I think. 4 billion doves. Isn't that a scripture?
It is.
A verse or something?
Yes. Thou shalt not put your 4 billion doves before the cart.
She's really?
Yep.
She also is a huge advocate for victims of human trafficking.
Yeah,
that's
I
enough
that.
For you to sign off on her right there. So, anyway, short break. Stay with us, folks, because we don't know what's coming up next. Baby.
You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, Canada's most listened to spiritual talkback program.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. You ready for this? For $12.50, that's right, only $12.50, we'll mention your organization's name, website, and a brief description. Did you catch that? During each show, we'll read out your organization's name, website, and a brief description for only $12.50. Now, obviously, there's no point in doing that only once during a four-hour show, so we'll read your advertisement four times per show for an entire month, and each time we do it, it'll only cost you $12.50. It's kind of like putting an advertisement up on every church bulletin in the GTA, except you don't have to get permission from that grumpy old lady at the front desk. Now, look, because there are limited spots available for our 1250 special, why don't you call us right now, toll-free on 877-JOY-1250. Now, sure, we're right in the middle of things here in the show, but if you call us right now, toll-free on 877-JOY-1250, we'll take your name and number and call you back on Monday to sign up for the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. This is nuts. Are you sure we want to do this? How am I supposed to make any money?